A Richmond home builder has been reimagining the concept of prefabricated homes in an industrial area by the Fraser River near No. 7 Road. While the units are technically modular homes, Gregory Palomars is hesitant to use this term as it is often associated with poorly built housing. Palomars's prototype of a modular home is luxurious and designed to last. His pride in his work was apparent as he stood inside his first unit, which is just mere weeks away from completion. Its blue and gray exteriors are embellished with a glass panel resembling fish scales, while the white interiors are highlighted by wooden panels. To ensure the units don't devalue over time, Palomars has chosen to use aluminum and steel for most of the structure with very little wood. The windows are also installed in a curtain wall style to ensure they don't shatter during transportation. The air-conditioned unit already has some furniture installed, including a black leather couch, a TV and a fireplace. In the coming weeks, Palomars and his Panelex Industries crew will be installing a Murphy bed designed just for the unit. This is designed for difficult-to-develop properties, like, when, conventional construction methods will be sometimes impossible and sometimes too expensive, Palomars explained. The self-contained units, marketed under the name Bafama Homes, are designed to be installed with minimal environmental impact in places such as rocky bluffs, where drill blasting would be expensive and intrusive. The units would also be suspended from the ground, supported by a six-point system, or more depending on the size of the unit. It doesn't really change the hydrology of the environment, so it can be developed in sensitive areas, watersheds, and places like that, said Palomars. The units are stackable and can be built around an elevator shaft to ensure accessibility. According to the Bafama Homes website, customers living in a variety of climates and terrains can customize their units. In the long run, Palomars envisions owners being able to move their homes wherever they go. Testing it out on the Sunshine Coast. Sechelt, a coastal town on the Sunshine Coast, is the first stop to test out this concept. In just 3 to 4 weeks, the first unit will be installed on a steep, rocky hill, with the potential to stack more units on top of it. The 550-square-foot unit will be priced at around $650,000, including the strata title. Palomars began designing the units 3 years ago when he saw how difficult it was to develop dream properties on challenging terrain such as on the Sunshine Coast. He hopes his creation simplifies this process. Palomars foresees the units will most likely appeal to singles and couples. But since the concept is still relatively new in the market, the future of the project will depend on the success and feedback of the first unit. Before we even start serious marketing, we want to actually put one in place that people can see. And then we can get some input and then we can see what market demographic we're going to actually service, said Palomars.